Next up in our presentation is Professor William Keffer. Professor Keffer is the Endowed Professor of Energy Law at Texas Tech University School of Law. He is currently teaches courses in oil and gas law and the legislative process. He is the Director of Energy Law Programs at the law school and also serves as the co-director of the Texas Tech Graduate School's Master of Science in Interdisciplinary Studies and Energy Degree Program. Prior to joining faculty, Professor Keffer was in private practice and in-house with ARCO Oil and Gas Company prior to 2014. And from 2003 to 2007, he represented the House District 107 in Northeast Dallas County in the Texas Legislature. Joining me in welcoming Professor Keffer.
Thanks, Kelly. Good afternoon to those of you who are here in person at the Royal Sonesta Ballroom, and good afternoon to those of you who are joining us virtually via Zoom. It's a particular honor for me to be one of the speakers at the Ernest Smith Oil and Gas Conference. I had Ernest Smith as oil and gas law professor when I was a student at UT back in a previous century, and he was someone who obviously was well-known and had a great reputation even back then, so it's only gotten more so over the years. He also played a critical role when I decided to make this jump from 30 years of private practice to becoming a law school professor in 2014. I sent out a 911 to him and to John Lowe at SMU, basically saying, I've accepted this job and I have to start teaching this first class in 2 months. And I don't know how to do that. So they came to my rescue and provided me with all the materials that they used to get me started. So made a big difference and was a big help. And Ernest Smith continues to be that person about whom it's my personal opinion that when it comes to matters of oil and gas law, whatever the question is, however Ernest Smith answers that question, that's the right answer. So it's great to be here and be part of this conference. Kelly went over a little bit of my history, and so there it is up there. You can see that I was with a couple of law firms, had my own practice, but really got on the oil and gas track when I was in-house with ARCO in Dallas back in the 80s, which was a great company. And I, you know, it's kind of curious and maybe even ominous to observe that all my previous employers no longer exist, and so don't tell the chancellor at Texas Tech. I don't want him to get nervous. And then she said that I did a couple of tours in the Texas Legislature, which also exposed me to a little bit of the subject matter, in the sense that a lot of those guys can be oily, and they certainly generate a lot of gas down there. So I picked up some tips from them as well. This is what I do today, as she said. I teach a couple of different courses in oil and gas law, basic, advanced, teach a legislative class, and I'm in charge of our energy law program, which I'm real proud of. We've been building it intentionally for the last 9 years, and got a brochure that we circulate and I hand out whenever I get a chance. So just a second or two for an infomercial for Texas Tech. If you're interested in knowing about the energy law program, let me know. I've got a few brochures with me. We basically offer 9 energy law related courses now as part of the curriculum at the law school. And we have 2 different guest speaker lecture series that we bring in guest speakers during the fall and the spring. And we also take students out of the classroom, out into the field on site visits and field trips. And we just launched a brand new energy law journal called the Journal of the Energy Law Practitioner. And I would invite you to visit the website, which is pretty cool. It's ttujelp.org, ttujelp.org. And we'll be coming out with our 2nd issue of the journal in later this spring, probably next month. Another thing that Kelly mentioned is our new master's degree program that we're offering at the university. It involves the law school, the business school, the petroleum engineering department, and the renewables group. And basically, it's an interdisciplinary master's degree. It's online. It is designed for working professionals, although obviously it's open to anyone. But the idea is that people have jobs during the week and during the day, and so we want to make it available and accessible to those folks online. And it's been pretty successful. We launched it during COVID, which was a little bit of a handicap, but we've come out of the COVID freeze, and it's been well received. The students who have made it all the way through have been very complimentary of it. So I have a brochure on that as well in case you or someone you know might be interested in finding out more about this master's degree program.